Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name's Caroline Dixon, and I am founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, and I'm also with my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger, of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi, Joni, how are you today?
I am fine, Caroline. How are you?
I am fine, Joni. Spring is in the air, which is good. We did have snow in the UK at the weekend, which wasn't good. The weekend, just.
Look at that.
Yeah, wasn't good.
How much did you get?
Not a lot. Not a lot. It didn't settle, but it was quite cold.
But you got snow.
We got snow.
April Fool's.
Indeed. However, you know, the spring is coming out. It's nice to see a little bit of sun today. So, yeah, so we're okay, but it's actually dark over here because we are in the UK. So, anyway, without
you
further ado,
like,
Jenny.
Because normally I'm sharing first. Would you like to introduce folks about who you are, how you've come to be able to do this?
I will. Well, my name is Caroline Dixon, or Caroline as I like to call myself. My Facebook profile is Caroline Crystal Heart if you wish to connect, but obviously please make sure you tell me you met me through the show. I am founder of a company called Crystal Heart Psychics. Now, I started doing telephone psychic readings 14 years ago now for my sins. So what happened with me, and again, and we say this every show, but about that time, about 2004, 2005, my horse was very poorly. I didn't really believe in any of this stuff. I call it this stuff because, you know, it's just a way of life now, really. So, and I used to go to the odd psychic once a year. However, my horse got sick. My hands started to get hot. Intuitively, I knew if I placed my hands on him, it would make him feel better, which it did. However, it wasn't until around 2006 when I went through a divorce that I realized my intuition was very accurate. And what I mean by that is my ex-husband was cheating. And I kind of had known that for 2 years in my gut, but my logical head had said, no, no, this is not true, surely not. And my gut had been telling me for the 2 years prior to the actual split. During that time, I went through a very big phase of questioning. I started to have healing myself. It was then made known to me that I had healing capabilities. It was run four generations and deep in the family. However, the family were quite discouraging of it when I was younger. So I went on a journey of learning and development. So I qualified as a life coach, a hypnotherapist, a past life regression therapist, a Reiki master, a Seiken master. And also I started doing healing and readings over the telephone, which led me to other telephone psychic companies, which led me then to set up my own company, which is Crystal Heart Psychics. The reason why I did that is because I have a huge passion about the way you tell someone what you are receiving. And what I mean by that is some situations can be very delicate. Me and Joni will always say we are the, you know, we do say it straight, and sometimes we have to do that because of tough love. But also we can give that with love and with positivity. So it's never a dark corner, if that makes sense, that you're going into. There's always the opportunity to heal, grow and develop and learn from any situation that you are in, even though at the time it may be tricky or you feel that life has not been fair to you, shall we say. However, always see it as a growth opportunity to learn and see the positive. And over the years, I've got to be honest, some of the things that I have gone through in my own personal life, I can definitely say there was always something to learn from that opportunity. And I can see every single reason why that happened. Again, as Joni will say, my life also took a 360-degree turn. I think very differently to how I used to think. I've been working professionally as a psychic over the telephone, like I said, for a very long time, done many thousands of readings, and as I say, enjoy and love what we do and of being of service. Which leads me to, and just to let you know my other skills, I am a psychic medium, therefore I also channel and offer healing as well. And I get pictures in my head in symbolization form, which normally means that I just say it as I get it now over the years. And myself and Joni met 6 to 7 years ago, and we've been doing this show for 6 years now. So on that note, Joni, I'd love to pass you across to you, and I'd like you to explain who you are and how did you come about doing what you do.
Well, thank you for sharing. I'm always amazed. I always learn little bits more about you when you share. So I didn't know about the intuition you had 2 years prior in your marriage. I sometimes look back at some of the events that took place in my life before I had a spiritual awakening where the gifts came in. And I say, wow, how did I know that? And I realized I was in touch with my guidance then, and I followed well. So I am Joni Isinger. I am originally from Long Island, New York. Now I am in New Jersey. I was a social worker for 10 years in New York City. I offered individual and group therapy for addicts, alcoholics, as well as the mentally ill. And I didn't believe in any of this whatsoever. I was conventionally trained. I was a religious Reform Jew, didn't believe in any of this whatsoever. Then around 2003, 2004, 2005, I became gifted with abilities after I was homebound due to chemical sensitivities. And I experienced energy medicine, and that's when I started reading spiritual books, which was very antithetical to anything that I believed in. But it was time. And there was no turning back. And as I read and watched YouTubes, I became gifted. I was fast-tracked. Now I do this professionally. There was no turning back. Just like what Caroline said, both of us had these turnarounds. And we, she also you do this professionally, and you also have another profession. I left my profession, and I'm doing this. And I'm just astounded. I love radio, and I love restaurant galleries and parties. And due to what's going on in the world, there's been quite a cut for a lot of us. So I've been doing things virtually. I look forward to when things open up and become more natural again, so we can play again in this way. So in the meantime, here we are, we're on radio, and we're offering readings and healings. As Caroline has said, there are no time stamps on what we say. So if we're sharing something with you that might be future-oriented, we're shooting for the highest probability of it occurring, but you could make choices that could change the timeline. Therefore, the outcome would be different. And we also were healers, as Caroline has shared in previous shows. And if we identify that there is a block to your manifesting something, we'll go that away because we are rooting for you. So are your guides, our guides. So, Caroline, take it away. You usually do the introduction regarding the call method.
Absolutely. Well, what I tend to do, and me and Joni will always say this, is we do limit it to one question for the simple fact we only have an hour and a half, and we do like to get as many people as we can. Obviously, we've got a show coming up next month, which we haven't taken on the date yet, which me and Joni will discuss and post it out on the Blog Talk page anyway. But what I will do is read the last three digits of your number. Obviously ask who you are and where you are from and what is your question, and then we can help. And as Joni, and I will reiterate exactly the same as Joni, we are healers. We do readings. However, both of us over the years have absolutely learned that without the healing, it can block you from manifesting your future desires. So it is better for us to assist with the healing before we enter into a reading. And the reason for that is because the outcome becomes slightly different because your mindset or energy may change. Okay, so that's one thing that we need to really get clear here. So you might find that me and Joni will discover what your blocks are. We're both very good at spotting negative life cycles, aren't we, Joni?
Yes.
But again, we look to appease that and to lift that so we can move forward on your future way in a more positive way as well. And we do call ourselves the Podgy Mouth Psychics because sometimes we swear, don't we, Joni?
Yes, I call myself a trash mouth psychic, potty mouth,
absolutely.
Trash mouth, it's good. We
absolutely.
Our guides have a sense of humor, so do we.
They do indeed, and sometimes we say things and it's with love and with the highest good
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So the first caller of today or this evening is 639 coming to you now. Hi. Who are you speaking to and where are you from? Hello.
I'm Kara. I'm from good old New Jersey. So
okay.
It's afternoon here.
And how can we help?
I am so excited to talk to you. I do have a question. I was a student in physical therapy. I got into a DPT program, and it's overseas, so in Cali, long ways away. And it's like when I got there, all hell broke loose. I was having issues with, I have neural issues like migraines and seizures. Everything started to kind of flare up.
Yep.
And now where the world is now, I'm kind of waiting for the school to get back to me. Oh, long story short, I took a medical leave as advised by professors and family. So now I'm kind of just playing the waiting game to see what happens with the school in Los Angeles, if they start to open up more and things of that nature. So I'm wondering if you could give me any insight on whether or not I should return if it continues to be a hybrid program, which was basically I was taking about 7 classes online, which was not good for me and my migraines and seizures and all of that stuff. Or if
that was with the blue screen.
Yeah, everything was on the computer. Everything was on the computer.
Okay.
And if I should return back if they go fully in person or maybe take a whole nother path altogether.
Okay. So I will say this. Am I going first? Sorry,
you
Jamie,
go.
I'm
you
interrupting.
Go first.
I'm sort of just assuming I'm going first.
Oh, you go. You go first.
So
I know Kara, and I'll say for the listeners as well, is that I encourage Kara to come on because since she and I are friends, it's difficult for me to get information. Sometimes it's harder to get information for someone who's close to you than someone who's more distant. So you, Caroline, go. I'll see if I can get anything afterwards.
Okay, no problem. Well, I am still getting online, Kara, but I do feel there's ways around it, the online bit, as in the sense of looking at the blue screen, getting the migraines from that. I don't know whether you can study via listening to audio tapes, that kind of thing, because it just feels like it's the screen that's causing the issue. I don't know what setup you've also got at home, whether you've got anything that can help with that. If that makes sense. You know, like sometimes they have the blue screen filters and things like that. Have you got that on at the moment or not? So
I have the whole kit and caboodle.
Okay, so you have everything. So you've done the research, you've done all that. So I also feel, though, they're giving me 3 pathways, and this is what we're saying at the beginning. It's not just one choice, okay? So you can stick with the school, carry on with the hybrid course. I don't actually want to encourage you to travel, if that makes any sense, because I'm just... How do I put it? It's one of those where, yes, it's lovely to have it all opened up again, but I just feel give it a little, they're saying to me October is the month. So it does feel like it's a little way off until they start doing that again. And I also think the thing is with a lot of the college courses, they have learned that, we can do it 50-50. So I don't necessarily feel that everyone's going to go back to just being in college. Okay. So this is why I do feel there's options and choices, because I also feel it may be that you could be sponsored by the college where it was, and they whether they have a partnership college or a sister college where you could do some of the classes by going to that college. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's a thought. Yes.
Yeah. So it's like you go to college to attend, but you are kind of doing the same syllabus for the same college, but it might be a partnership. So it just feels like they're saying to me, you could be, you have a discussion. I don't know whether you have like an online tutor or coach or, you know, the person that kind of looks after your well-being, your health, and is managing you on the course. It's like a course counselor, so to speak. And just to say, like, I need to look at the options here. I need to kind of, because yes, whilst I want to come to LA. It's all right. At first, I thought you said Calais, which is in France, and then you said LA later. I was like, wow, okay, that was a little bit different.
We say Cali, C-A-L-I, short for California.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Funny.
So, but Calais in France, you say. So I was thinking, wow, that's a long way away. So, but on saying that, what I do feel is that they're saying to me there's lots of options. So it doesn't, and I'm just getting that you can do this a slightly different way. So, like I said, even if you sort of had a conversation where you say, well, okay, what's my local college? What courses do they offer? And whether it can be a mix and match between the two. So you've got an ability to go in college whilst you're having these headaches. Because I'm reluctant to recommend that you do 6 to 7 hours on a computer a day. Yeah? Because that's what's causing the problem.
And also, could I interrupt just to add to this? This is a doctorate of physical therapy. So this is actually where you get, it's like harder to get into than med school here in America. So I don't know, Kara, do they have any, are there any shareable programs that that university would be able to allow you to do this here locally, or is it there or nothing?
My understanding was that it is there or nothing. Of course, I'm going to look into it. But the other schools that I know that are close to that one are all a good distance away as well.
Yeah. So, but this is more like, I don't know.
And when do you have to begin? When do courses start in the fall?
September.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why we got October. However, this is what I'm saying. This is why my guides are saying there is opportunities here. Because there's a lot of room for negotiation right now, in the sense of obviously with the pandemic and everything else, that there is a limit level of flexibility that's required. So I'm not saying that you would go to another course to do a different course. I'm saying that you might be able to go to attend a college. You may still have to do online, but it's also so you have a tutor there or you're slightly away from that screen. That's all it is. So it's worth having the conversation. They may say no because they might be quite stuffy, which I think what Joni's indicated. However, because sometimes, as we all know, educational facilities can be a bit staid in the way they want to do things. But it's worth... I keep getting it from my guidance is it's worth exploring those opportunities because I think you've got a very strong medical case as well in the sense that, you know, you're either signed off sick or you do the course or you have the other thing that they are saying to me is maybe you lengthen your course so you can have that time so you're not actually having to do so many online courses because it's the online that's causing the issue, isn't it? I mean, you could probably do 3 to 4 hours a day is what I get, but 6 to 7 hours is no way.
Yeah, and sometimes my classes would just be like, you know, 8 to 5 with an hour lunch break maybe in between, and that's just classes, not studying or anything like that.
I mean, that at the end of the day is kind of normal, but 8 hours or 7 hours of sitting in front of a computer screen, especially when you suffer from migraines, it's bad enough when you don't have that. But when you do have that, then obviously you have to limit that time. So that's where I think there's a degree, what they're saying, what my guides are saying to me is, yes, there is. It's worth having the conversation. I don't want you to move to a different college. Does that make sense? Or to change your course? Because it's like, why change? You're halfway through it almost. So then, and not only that, this has been, I kind of feel this has been a bit of a lifelong dream. So it's not something you're going to give up on easily. Yeah. So I actually don't want you to change the course or do something different because this is what you've worked so hard for. It's just finding a way that makes it more tolerant for you. So I kind of believe that there is, but again, I still feel there's a lot of opportunity for flexibility and you can negotiate that. As I say, they might say no, but it's worth the ask. It's that old thing. If you don't ask, you don't get.
So, absolutely.
You know, Exactly. And it's something they may not have thought about before. But again, this is the problem, isn't
true.
It? It's, you know, it's as a race, as a unity, we've all had to learn to be a bit more flexible than what we used to be. And educational facilities much more so. So I do believe, and at the end of the day, if they, you know, sorry to say it, but ultimately you're probably paying for the course, so therefore you're a customer. So they should look to accommodate you a little bit. No one ever sees it like that. It's like we're the educators, you know, you come to us, but ultimately you are the customer. So, worth the room for manoeuvre is what I say. But like I said, it's just about, I feel that you're okay if you're doing 3 to 4 hours in front of a screen today, but not as long as you have been. And they have just mentioned to me, I don't know whether you've had this yet, but you haven't suffered any sort of, I know you've had headaches and migraines, but you've not had any sort of fits or anything like that, have you?
Yeah,
what do you mean fits? I know that's a British word.
Well, it's kind of like, I want to say epileptic fits, but I don't mean like that. It's like as if your lights are flashing.
Yeah, seizure disorder.
In your eyes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, I have.
So you've had that already then. So, yeah, that's what they're warning me about. So I do feel that you have a very strong medical case to put forward about them being more flexible with your study time.
Oh, very interesting.
Worth having.
I'm very protective of her.
I know.
I appreciate what you shared, Caroline.
Yes, thank you so much.
Like I said, it's I only get what I get given. And what I channel, and they're just being sort of you need to follow your path, but yes, you might have a longer course. The way I'm seeing it, it's almost like, you know, when people get extra time because they have a disability, it's a little bit like that with you.
Yep.
So I think you can negotiate that.
I did. Thank you.
Good.
I did do that. Awesome.
Beautiful.
Good. Okay. Right. I shall pass you over to Jenny.
Let's see, Kara. I go in for you. Let's see. Now we're live on the air and there are listeners, so the guides know this. Let's see what they say. Going in. This is, it's interesting. When we come into incarnation, sometimes it's not about the degree, it's what happens during the process.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with your asserting yourself, creative maneuvering. This isn't manipulation for bad. This is about your worth. This is about who you are. And since this is your dream, this has to do with deservedness. So this is dovetailing what Caroline shared.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how you say it, what you want, determination. You're being guided. Follow the breadcrumbs. You're going to know. And they do say stick with this. It's almost like there are landmines that I see before me. Now, the landmines, they're not bad. I'm not afraid of them. Because in an incarnation, we have incarnations that are on our path. So the landmines on the landscape are a mixture of the migraines and the seizures. And that's your side migraines. And the other ones are their stuffiness and their silliness. And so it's really about your wile, your smarts, your cleverness, you're being in tune with your worth. And they say you have a habit of kind of stuffing it or keeping it down and not saying, but they want you to be right on top of this and that you might want to map it out and have a plan. And you might need to have a plan with a doctor where your doctor will be your advocate. Like Caroline said, you have a medical disability. You were out on medical leave. Therefore, that's like, I don't want to use, it sounds too legal, grounds for a case, but I don't like it. Don't think of it legal. It's substantial. It's a case. It's a story. So in your planning, you would need to have conversations, but I think a doctor's formal conversation first with them, and then discussing, like what Caroline and I had said, not that you said, well, the psychics said, but what, you know, like Caroline said, 3 to 4 hours. And you have to then go in and say, is that about right? And I think you felt that was about right. And that you would need medical documentation and then conversation with that person that Caroline said, your field advisor or whatever they're called, student advisor. And then you go from there, but you have medical documentation. And I believe that this is creative studenting, and that you can do this. And again, it doesn't matter how long you have to do it. It's been your lifelong dream. So don't think about, oh, I'm graduating in such and such year, all right? You just like, I'm going to have courses, and I want to do this. They accepted me, and let's see how, like, volley for serve. You put it, you have discussion, and then you see what they come back with. And if there's something that is too rigid, you might want to pass it on to your doctor. You have to see what to do. You know, they don't say what they're going to say. They don't say how the school's going to react. They say it's more about your worth and planning.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So glad you called in.
Yeah, you'll have to let us know how you get on. Like I said, it's a tool for negotiation, and I think you've got every good reason to for them to be flexible, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
No problem, Cara. Lovely to speak to you. You take care.
You too.
Bye, honey pie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, okay, I am
wonderful.
Going. Once I've got my mouse working, sorry about this.
Okay, thank you for going in for my friend.
No, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, for some reason, my computer has decided to lock up tonight, so if you lose me as a caller, then I'm afraid my internet might be on its way down. Okay, just bear with me a second, sorry about this. Okay. Well, at the moment, it doesn't seem I can get to any callers, which is really bizarre. So, are you there still?
Hello?
Here.
Yes. Hi.
There's a caller.
Hi. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, Melvin.
How are you, Melvin?
I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I was
had you
hospital.
Had that fall a bunch of years ago in the store, and you had that case, and you were trying to get work, or you were having a case with the union, or people were bullying you?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. It's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. It's all over now.
Wow. So how can we help? Sorry, Melvin.
Okay.
Do you just want to look?
Recently. Well, yes, you can. Could you just, I don't know what to ask you so much, but could you just see what's coming up for me health-wise and finances-wise, please?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You go, help. Joni.
Yeah, maybe I'll hit health and you hit finance and we'll kind of see, or we'll, right?
Yeah.
We'll see what we could do here. Now,
okay,
is there anything
you.
Specific regarding health?
Well, recently I was in the hospital the end of January of this year.
Mm.
I developed fluid buildup, and then before I know it, my kidneys went bad.
Mm.
And so now I'm on dialysis 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
But they said it was an acute injury that I sustained, and I did get in a car wreck, but that has been settled out. But I don't know if it's too late to go back and add that to the settlement, but it's been settled. But my main thing is that I just want to know, what do you see my kidneys restored coming back?
At some point. So do you pray?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yes, ma'am.
Good. You keep praying. I see love all over you. I see Jesus. I see Mary. I see the whole crew. I see an angelic army. You're a very faithful, devoted one. And that I feel like they hold you. And that you talk to them. You are a beautiful soul, and they are working on you. I feel at some point down the road, there was like a rupture or something. Was your did something rupture?
Yes, ma'am. I had when I got in a car accident, I didn't know I had cracked ribs. They didn't tell me that until after I got in physical therapy. So I'm done with physical therapy. But now, when I went back into the hospital, my kidneys failed, and I was thinking that they give me something wrong, because I do have a kidney doctor, and they said it was just like halfway. You know, I had a good little while before they probably will fall for good. But I think it has something to do with the car accident. And I'm now, since I've been going to dialysis, they took my blood pressure medication.
Mm-hmm.
They took me off of my diabetes medication.
Yeah.
And I have lost lost weight. So they didn't count me out for it not to come back, not to be restored.
I feel like you're with us. You have a will. I feel like you want to be with us. I feel like you're here. I feel like you've got, it's interesting, like with the blood that they wash through you, I feel that you've just got the blood. You've got blood. You are love. You want to be here. Can I go in regarding wrecks and all these different injuries and stuff? Because something's going on where you're like, I don't know if these are exit opportunities or karma. There's something going on because you want to live, but there's another part where you're getting all tripped up and stuff's happening.
Yes.
So I'm going to go in
right.
to see if there are any, this why there are injuries. And are you still with? You're still here?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Uh-huh.
You are. And is Caroline still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
There you are. Okay. Yeah, I heard some. I wasn't sure if you had dropped. It might have been a mute. That's fine. I'm going to go in regarding mishaps. Have you been dealing with anger in your life?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your job. Your job is to release it. Your job is to forgive. People are allowed to do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's exactly where they are. This is a school. So if they're numbskulls, or if they've hurt you, or if they hurt other people, I'm not saying it's right. They have their own judgment day. You walk the path. You need to forgive. You've held a lot in you. And that's what's made it hard. And I think every now and then you combust. And it's whether it's an accident or a fall, injury, whatever. Let's get rid of this stuff from this lifetime and others, the karma where you've blamed yourself and other people. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all creation, we ball up all those lifetimes where you held in all that blame towards self and other, where you're so friggin' angry here. And it's causing these problems, health stuff, injuries, trips, mishaps. And you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you, beautiful. I see a dove. Forgive everyone and everything, all the mean ones. You're going, yeah, I forgive you. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Yeah, there's a lot of love on you. Thank God for these life lessons. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. There's a lot of love, and you have protection. You've just had issues regarding being pissed off. And you love life, and you're a great person. You just keep taking it day by day. I think at some point your kidneys get better. Not right now. You just be at peace. Try not to worry. try and be in the moment, laugh, try and get laughter, and get outside when you can in the sun. And I'll pray. It's very good to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm passing you on to Caroline.
Okay, thank you. Yes,
oh, yes.
Hi, Melvin. Well, the one message that came through very strongly from me was it's time to embrace life again. You've been, the way I'm getting it from my guys is, and, you know, they're saying you've been shut in the dungeon for years, yeah? So it kind of feels that you had been locked in this situation where you couldn't move past, where you didn't have the opportunity to look up. And I know it was a claim for constant compensation, but I think anyone who's been in any form of litigation would know that it's a long haul. It's almost like you get locked into it and almost obsessed by it, don't you? So I feel that, like I said, as far as the claim you were discussing, I feel it's over now. What we do have to do is release, as what Joni has said, is some of the anger that is within you to help you move forward. So it's that whole flipping your mindset and changing your thinking to, I had this situation, it's happened, it wasn't great, I went through a lot of trauma, but it's also getting you into that place saying, hey, I can start to live life a bit more now. And I feel at the moment, it's not where you're at. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
So it feels that something is almost blocking you from, as Joni has rightly said, going outside and just, you know, it's that whole thing. You spend your life doing something. You're looking at the floor. You're not looking ahead of you. And you just keep doing the same thing. What my guides are very strongly saying is it's time to look up and to look forward, because you're moving on to better things. Okay. So are you still in the physical therapy? Because they are mentioning about the physical therapy still.
I'm not in it anymore, but I do have a physical therapist come by my house twice a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went walking early this morning, so we do exercise every Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to suggest that you need to ramp that up a little bit, if I'm honest, and say 2 to 3 times a week. So even if the next time when it's on your own, you go for a walk 3 to 4 times a week. And I feel that this is a bit that's going to get you out of your way you think, if that makes any sense. So even if you get up in the morning, the first thing you do is go for the walk in the sunshine, and that enables you to clear your mind and think more clearly about what you need to do, yeah?
Right, yes, ma'am.
So because I feel that now you've had this big thing going on for so many years, it's like you've got stuck in that. And then when we've been sort of so very absorbed into something, what happens is, at the end of it, it's like a loss, because, yeah, you might have won. Yes, you might have been paid compensation, but it's also kept you occupied for a period of time. So the problem is after that, you're like, okay, what next? What do we do now? And I feel that, that the way of getting it is it was almost like you're in no man's land. So what I mean by that is it's that ability to move forward. Now, the other thing they're telling me is they're showing me a picture of a pen and paper. So do you write? Have I spoke to you before where you've written poetry?
No, I used to do just writing papers in college.
Okay, but it's like writing, painting, drawing, any form of creativity to get your brain juices flowing again is going to be really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether you paint, but it's something like that. They're asking me to say to you, do something. It's finding where to get that creativity from within you. And it's just to unlock that part of you that will lift you back out of where you feel. Because the way I'm getting it from your energy is there's a little bit of heavy energy surrounding this. Because it's more about, okay, so I've been doing this for so many years and now I've won it. What next? And it's that finding the ability to where to go next. And this is kind of the focus and the attention that's needed to move forward. Yeah. The other thing I feel that they're saying to me is you need a vacation. So whether you need to go, and they're showing me water. So I don't know whether you are by water or you need to be by water, but I feel that'd be very peaceful for you.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I see you sitting on a veranda or, you know, a porch where you're looking over water, and I feel that. And that, I don't know what star sign you are, but I'm a Cancerian, so I love water. I feel at peace when I'm by water, so that maybe that's why. But they say it's almost like you need to be somewhere looking over a lake or something like that just to get some peace back in your heart. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask Joni to join in, because obviously she mentioned it too. We're going to do a little bit of forgiveness work in releasing the anger, because I really feel that's huge with you. Once we've got that, I feel your energy will lift and you'll be able to think slightly differently. Okay, so
okay.
I just
yes,
want, so are you sitting comfortably is the main thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, take a deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. And in through your nose. And breathe out through your mouth. I want you to say to yourself inside, I forgive myself. And then I'm just going to add some bits across here. I release all energy within me that is anger related to my past. Okay. Now I want you to say, I forgive all of those around me that have caused me hurt and pain in the past. I look to release that now to lift my emotions for the future. Just breathe that out. So in through the nose. If you feel kind of any kind of energy coming up through your chest, you kind of feel that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Breathe that out. Just breathe it as it comes. Sometimes it's like feathers tickling your throat. Okay, so now I just want you to say inside, I clear all karma across all lifetimes, across all universes and all time and space. I release this energy right now to help me move forward into a better space. So I'm just getting a nice picture of blue coming in now. Just breathe that out. And how is that feeling for you now?
Yes, very good. Feel more
yeah.
relaxed. More
yeah, and you should feel the... Yeah. So you should actually feel a little bit lighter in yourself. Now this, obviously having that energy is going to help you move, yeah? And it will give you that better positive mindset as well. And I think this is the bit that's going to propel you into the future. I don't know whether you've thought about moving before, but that's something that is perfectly possible right now. And this is why I was getting that picture of a lake maybe. So I just feel there is an opportunity coming up here to actually change your life if you want it. And I say, remember,
oh, yeah.
you'll have choices.
Yeah,
yeah, because you've been...
Maybe.
Yeah. And it feels like you've been too long in the dark.
I have.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So what they're doing, and I often say this to many clients, is it's like when we do stuff like this and lifting the energy, it's like the equivalent of moving cobwebs off you. Yeah. So sometimes like I'll see a person that's had a bit of a rough time or, you know, and it's almost like you can almost see the dust. So it's like, okay, quick polish, shine you off, get your energy buzzing, and then we can see where we are. But I do feel like, you know, open up your walking, do a little bit more, you know, a little bit every day.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you. And that will bring you back into how just feeling better, just enjoying the bird song, being out in the sun, up at the sunset, those kind of things. They're all very good for making you feel good. And this is where my guides are really pushing me to say about the important bit here is to get you back into a bit better, positive, more mindset. That you, if you look back what you have done, yes, it was a claim, but you and I both know how notoriously hard it is sometimes to win a claim. So the fact that you've done that and you've stuck it out for a number of years, you've done really well. But now we need to move on from that. Yeah?
Yes.
How do you feel now? Because that was the last deep sigh coming out.
Yes. I feel really relaxed. I feel really good, honestly.
And also, good. Just have a look at that painting and writing. I really feel that unlocking that creative side, talking about your experience, helping people through it. You know, if there's one thing, when you've had an experience like that, you can actually help other people get through it as well.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Hope that's helped.
It did. Yes. Both. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Right, well, it was lovely to talk to you, Melvin. We are going to now move on to the next caller, but thank you very much for calling in.
Let us know how you're doing.
Absolutely.
Or contact us on Facebook. We're both on Facebook. You'd have to private message so we know who you are and fill us in on how you are.
Yep.
Okay.
Also,
remember, you can follow
the show page, and also we do have a Facebook page, UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Cross Pond. So, yeah, it would be lovely to hear how you get on. Okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you all so much.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. I'm moving on to the next caller now. 033. Hi. You're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Vince. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I have a job question. A couple weeks ago, I was offered a job at a corrugated box company, huge company near me. And I was supposed to start 2 weeks ago on orientation. Then I turned it down because at the last minute I got a job offer at another place that paid a lot more, but it turned out right from the very first day I knew I wasn't going to be there because it was horrific working conditions and everything. So I called the HR girl. She told me to come in on the 12th orientation. I came in yesterday, and she told me that they have to wait for documents. She's got to bring them up again and everything to get me started. So I'm wondering if they're still going to bring me on, if they're going to take me anyway, or if I'm done there, or if there's another job coming for me soon, what's going on? Because I'm really depressed right now. I'm not working.
No, I can understand that. Okay, right. I'm going to start with this, Vince, because obviously I am picking up on the anxiety. There's a little bit of stress over this. So the job where you're waiting for the documents, is this the one that pays the money with terrible working conditions?
No, that was the job that I had. See, I wanted this job, but I took the other one because it was more. So, but it was horrible working conditions, and on top of that, it was way too far for me to travel. So
I left that
job. Yeah.
So you'd only started there for a couple of weeks and then left. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I gave it 2 weeks and I just couldn't take it.
That's fair enough. I do feel the other company will be okay. Bit of a false start. It was a bit of a shame. And this, okay, I am going to say this to you, Vince, and this is the lesson. Sometimes money isn't, money helps. It really does. But sometimes it's not worth your health, if that makes any sense.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, I think we've all done that one on a few occasions. Don't worry. I'm pretty sure Joni could tell you about me at one point, but never mind.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I do things like that. I take jobs and work stupid hours and then wonder what I've done it for. You know, it's one of those. So, but anyway, what I was going to say to you is that I feel this place is a much better place. How did the HR person, how was she with you? Because I feel she was a little bit taken aback at first, but they still quite happy to have you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because the guy who actually wanted to hire me for a special job because of my background, he was there. He said, I thought you changed your mind. I said, yeah, I did, but the other job did not work out. It was a horrible place, so I want to come back here. So that's when she said, okay, we got to wait for the documents and everything. So if they do reconsider me, they're going to bring me back in for orientation starting next week on Monday. So that, and it's a huge corrugated company. So I'm wondering if I'm going to end up working there or if they're just going to pass me by.
Right, okay. Now, I'm going to say this, Vince, to you. I'm going to do some healing on you first because I'm being blocked at the moment because I've got such, almost like, and I don't know whether you're feeling this as well, Joni, such huge anxiety with you. We need to lift that off to kind of get to the underneath of it, if that makes any sense. So
yeah.
I'm just going to ask you to sort of just, are you sitting comfortably by any chance? Yeah.
I'm sitting down right now.
Yeah. Okay, so just if I can just ask you to put your hands on your chest, okay? Just breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Okay.
Now, if you feel some warmth on your chest, that's me. Yes, we do absolutely.
Yeah, I do feel it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's me. So just breathe it out. Breathe it out now. Okay. That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Okay. So we need to remove all of that. So the other thing that I'm picking up around here is that we need to get your self-worth into a place where you're enough, right? Because I feel
right.
You've had some difficulties in the past. Okay?
Yeah.
There you go. Feel that lifting off right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is, and I'm going to say this is easier said than done because we all get anxious, especially when we're out of work or we've not got a job to go to or whatever. Is the anxiety actually needs to kind of calm down? And what I will say to you as well is the guy who employed you is a really nice guy. They will try and help you out. If you don't get that job, there will be another job coming. But I don't necessarily feel that this job is going to ditch you. They wanted you in the first place, and they're still going to want you. So I wouldn't worry about that too much. But I would always say this, until something is certain, keep your options open. So just keep looking. Okay. However,
yeah.
Now you're a little bit calmer. I feel that sort of when you go into this company, and this is going to sound really awful, but they're saying to me, do the job, just be quiet for the beginning. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so it's almost like settle down, learn the ropes, learn off other people, and for some reason, and my guides have just said this, you have two ears and one mouth. There is a reason for that. Okay, so I don't know whether this has happened in the past, but have you actually flown off the handle before now at work?
Yeah, but I've slowly learned to say nothing.
Yeah, good. I want you to say that way. Be very appreciative and very grateful when you get the call. I feel that the guy who's employing you is a really lovely guy.
Yes,
the lesson being is, sometimes the money doesn't necessarily mean it's fantastic, okay? So not that I'm saying that we don't deserve to be abundant, because I believe that we should all be abundant. However, there is a reason. There's always a reason, okay? So,
right.
And just breathe that out. How does that feel now to you?
It feels like a large weight. It just come off me.
Yeah, and just see how much calmer you feel. Just make sure you have water after I've spoken to you. So, okay, everything will be fine within the next 2 to 3 weeks. Okay, I want you, and I am going to set on a path of, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, they say, I haven't got time to meditate. I'm going to say this. Everybody should have time to meditate on some level for the simple reason is it helps you refresh, relax, and refocus. Okay. So I kind of want you to, I don't know, have a look at YouTube, see if there's any meditations you can listen to, just to stay calm and to stay in the right headspace. and I am sending you healing. But I kind of feel that, yeah, the big thing for you to work on is this anxiety, okay? Because I feel it's been a very long time. It feels like it's been built up over a long, long time with lots of different things.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
Okay, so that feels a lot better. And with that, I'm now going to pass you over to Joni, and she should be able to go into you a little bit more deeper.
Okay.
Well, that was a beautiful healing, Caroline. Very deep. Vince, you and I have spoken. Caroline was very thorough. So I'm wondering whether you need something in addition to this regarding this, or like deeper within, because I don't want to replicate it. I feel that she was very clear. I feel like it would almost be a waste of time for me to repeat it, because I believe it would be a repeat.
Right.
So what do you, if I were to ask you, regarding this, what do you need? What comes to mind?
Well, it's just that I know that I will do well with this company if they decide to reconsider me and bring me in. But I also know, too, I do feel that it's not going to be the last job that I have. So at least I don't think so. But I just want to do well with this company.
Would you like to know what I just got? And it's pretty cosmic.
What? Okay.
You've had a lot of different jobs, correct?
Yes.
You might not sometimes feel so great about yourself, possibly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, check this out. Check this out. You might be quite removed from who you are. You are full of energy and brightness. You might have been through a lot of things in this lifetime, and that's for you to heal.
Yeah.
But you have gone, they're saying you're tracking. You know the Indians that were trackers, and they would follow tracks of animals and other warriors, etc. You actually plant information wherever you go. And you know how you've worked in plants?
Yeah.
Right? You plant information in plants. You, in this lifetime, are to know who you are. And you have felt quite defeated. When you bless yourself and forgive yourself and accept who you are, accept everything that you've been through, things won't annoy you as much. You're fighting the system and you're fighting who you are. Once you come into acceptance, you will have more peace.
Well,
you're a very strong, strong man.
Yeah.
You are lifting energy in locations, but you can also lift yourself too. Do all the healing work that is possible. Be your best friend. You don't have to name call yourself. You don't have to name call others. You might have pride, and that gets in your way. Work on the pride ego crap. It's all an illusion.
Okay.
I see you're very courageous and brave. Very. And you're very traditional and old-fashioned, and that's not bad. You're old school, which is phenomenal. Loyalty, justice, you like praise, you want to give it as well. So just like you said, you're going to be at this job probably, and then this might not be your last job because you track, you plant tracks. You go here and you shine, and then you go somewhere else and you shine, and that's big.
Right.
What do you think of what they just said to you?
Dead on. It's very accurate. I just don't know what to say. I know that there's in the past, in my past jobs, there's been a lot of jealousy because I've always gone against the union, but I've also worked a great deal of overtime, and for some reason my coworkers have always been jealous of that, and I said time and time again to them, the overtime's there, all you have to do is sign up just like I do. You know, so there's other factors too, but you know, I've got to learn how to cope and deal and just keep my mouth shut, my eyes and ears wide open.
Beautiful. So, amen. And sometimes it's easier said than done, but remember that you know that. You know that deep inside. That's your work, and that's okay.
Yeah.
So don't judge yourself and try and be the highest version that you can. So between Caroline's healing and then the message that they added to this, you now go forth. You sound calmer. A lot of stuff, right? A lot of stuff has been lifted. And sip that water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. And just go for it. Go forward. You are a bright soul. So despite any limitations that you might have that you bring into this lifetime, you are a very bright soul. I get you're an incarnated angel, sir.
Probably.
And that you go with your humility, and if people do not understand you, it is okay. Many of us that come in with a certain energy are misunderstood.
Okay.
And bless you. Bless you.
All right. Thanks.
Keep us informed, please. Let us
know. Yeah, I will.
Let us know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you can make comments on the show page on Blog Talk or let us know on Facebook. And we've got the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond Facebook fan page.
Okay.
I think you could possibly comment there. However, let us know. Keep in touch.
Okay. I will.
Good luck.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Okay.
Thank
Take
you
care
very
now,
much.
Bye. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, I'm freezing again. Sorry about that. Okay, this
okay.
is what seems to be happening of lately.
Okay.
I'm going to go on to the next caller, which is 748, and we'll see what happens with there, because I think the last time I did that, and even though it stuck, it sort of happened. My computer's having a mental breakdown today, I think.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
You're speaking to Phil Sun, and I'm from Ohio.
What is your name again? It was a little muffled.
Phil Sun. Phil Sun. F-I-L-S-A-N. Yeah.
Gotcha. Phil Sun. How can we help?
I'm actually wondering if you guys can give me any guidance or anything that comes up to you with comes up as in regards to what I should be doing career-wise or what direction I should go in, because I'm actually really confused. And my name
Do you have a current profession or skill set now?
No. I work at a warehouse that an agency directed me to in order to pay my bills.
Okay. Do you have a degree?
A high school degree, and that's it.
Got you. I'm going in. Going in, honey. What's your thing with fabric?
Textiles
and fabric. Say that again. I'm sorry.
There's some, like, I have a scarf that's hanging on my door right now that I'm looking at.
Do you like fabric? Do you like textiles? I see you making clothing. I see you. Do you sew?
No, I don't sew.
Do you like textiles? Do you like upholstery? Do you like clothing? Fabric?
I like clothing, and I do like drawing.
Have you ever designed?
No. I haven't,
okay.
No.
I'm going to go in and see whether this is working at a place where there are textiles or whether this is – and also, did you want to go to school? Did you want to go and further your education or no?
I want to. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is that I want to do that's actually going to make me happy to go every day.
What does make you happy? If you could go in, like, what makes you dance in your mind and your heart? Are you there? You're there.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just not sure, you know.
So there's nothing that really tickles your fancy?
No, I know that I think I want to have my own business.
Uh-huh.
And I do want to design. I think I do want to design things and,
I get clothing and I get furniture and I see fabric. And I do not know whether there are jobs right now in fabric stores. I see you sewing. I see you learning how to sew. But it could be a factory with manufacturing and textiles. I also see you with beads. And I see you with jewelry. Now, is this retail? I'm not sure. But I feel like you could possibly learn how to make things and ultimately you would sell them or you would be part of some group that's able to gather up artisans that make clothing, that have jewelry, and you sell them in a space. Are you artsy-fartsy?
Yes.
And do you like color?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. When you draw, when you design, do you ever come up with ideas like a vase or a table? What do you draw?
I just draw like on a notebook. I just draw designs. I think like what you might see as textile designs, but I haven't thought about putting it on.
Yes, so they could possibly be fabric designs.
Yes.
Yeah, I see you with textiles. So that could be a fashion institute. I see you getting into, you might be, I'm not sure, you'd need to do research regarding whether this is a trade school or whether this is a bachelor's, whether this is a specialized school. You are learning textiles. And I do not know, you might have to interview people who have these jobs or look them up, look up manufacturing companies and then look at the about, you know, the staff and see what their degrees are. You could always contact them, look at schools, whether it's community college or four-year, see whether they have degrees. But I see possibly you're designing fabric, textiles, and that's what I get. It's very clear. I mean, do you see how many times I've said that word? They do not move from that. I mean, Caroline might get something different, and that's fine because we love options. You know, when you have two channels, you get two vantage points. So I'm going to pass you on to her, and we'll see what she has to say, and good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. Right. Well, I'm going to have a look in for you. What I do believe, and I actually do agree with Joni, it's the textiles and the fabrics, and it's almost like print design. So I kind of am getting very similar vibe. You are very creative. And the way I'm getting it from my guides right now is I don't feel you fully unlocked yourself yet. You know, and I hear this a lot. And, you know, it's I'm going to be a bit of tough love now because a lot of people say, I want to do this, I want to do that. But then it doesn't come to fruition because they spend a very long time thinking about it. You are, and the way I'm getting it from my guides is, you're a very intelligent lady. You've got an awful lot of love to give and offer. But it just feels like there's a little bit of indecision there, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You haven't quite gone out and grabbed things with both hands yet.
Yeah.
So I sort of feel, yeah, and I feel there's studying there, which I think you've kind of looked into, but then gone, I'm not sure. Then I feel that you know that you can do these things, but then you look into it and you go, yeah, but I haven't got time. So there's lots and lots of the reasons why you can't achieve. But again, we have to look at what's blocking you from saying that you can achieve. And I would suspect that it's probably a little bit of self-worth going on. So do you feel you're not good enough?
Unfortunately, I would have to say yes.
So is it that you feel you don't deserve this?
Yeah, I feel like I just never have known myself to be someone who actually receives, like, anything good, you know?
Okay, Yeah, so we kind of need to scramble
that. Is that karma alert?
I think it is.
Karma alert.
I'm sorry to say this, Filson, but me and Joni do this a lot. And the biggest reason for people blocking themselves, and I say it, you know, with love, is this: we block ourselves up by having our low self-esteem. So the first thing we have to do is get into the can-do mentality. Yeah, then we have to get to a place where we feel we can do and take the action that we require. So I actually do feel that this is the time where we need to kind of go, right, okay, now it's time to remove and lift the karma. Now, what I am going to do at this point, because like me and Joni like to tag team, is I will, because I've done two healings already for the show, Joni, I'm going to pass Filson back to you a little bit so we can just do this together. Does that make sense?
Sure. Okay, sure, fine. I'll go in and see where this started. The boy, things aren't happening. Good things not happening to me, but they are to others. Let's see where that comes from. Do you have a glass of water by you?
No. Well, I have some coconut water.
Sure, have a sip.
That'll do. That's totally fine.
That's the liquid. So you were on some ship and it went down. Few people were saved from a rowboat. It didn't work out. Okay. You blame yourself. Oh, I wasn't smart. I didn't get to the edge to climb over to jump into that raft. You feel that you're unlucky. You said something very strong. Boy, I'm screwed. And then it's rippling into this one. Shall we get rid of the karma?
Yes.
Let's do it. Cross time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations. That one, that lifetime, and any others where you blocked your moving forward, you blocked your success because you felt that it was a luck issue, that you weren't smart, that other people had it better, and therefore you were full of misfortune. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you. You're laughing your arse off, honey. You're like, oh, my gosh, You're loving this. Your higher self is. Now, there is a part of you that's pissed off at yourself, so you're going to need to work on that if you ever blame yourself for things if they don't go well. Next step, forgive everyone and everything. Mm-hmm. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. The word blue has two meanings. Sometimes people feel blue, and also blue is a color that also can energize and heal. You get to decide what you want to do with the word blue, because in many lifetimes you felt blue. So blue has a weird effect on you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was looking at my blue book while you were saying that.
How about that?
There you go. So what you can do is you could change it around with perception. You could now say, I own this. Blue is a color, and that blues are a perception, and I've got this. I'm in control. I've got this. I am in control. And you also, because of that, the ship going down where you died, you've been looking for people to save you. And that is a misnomer. We save ourselves. So in that lifetime, when the ship went down, you thought that it was impossible to get help and that you've been working on where does my help come from? And then in the Bible, it would be it comes from thee. So you get to choose. So I'm going to pass you back to Caroline.
How do you feel now?
I feel very calm.
That is exactly where you need to be. Okay, so going forward, now we've cleaned the karma out, I feel it's time for you to make some decisions. So I'm being shown pen and paper, so it's like write it down, work out what you want. I think the biggest thing for you is it feels like you've been floating around saying, I kind of want this, but I'm not sure. I kind of want that, but I'm not sure. And it's that that's causing you. The thing is, if we're not sure about what we want, what happens is we can't manifest. So it's learning to be decisive is another thing that you need to learn to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and I think once you need to, so I mean, have you got any plans about what you want to do? Have you thought anything at all?
Starting like a website, blog, and maybe some art on display.
Okay, so again, I just feel like make a plan. You know, the first thing is make a plan. Work out what you want. And I think once you've got that, you'll have some focus and direction to where you want to go. So, and I feel that you'll feel a lot better about yourself because you will have some decisions that you've made about this is where I want to be. So I would go with that first. Yeah. And I feel that once you start to do that, things will move forward quite quickly. So I kind of feel that that's the help I can give right now. But I would like to say keep in touch and let us know how you get on. Does that make sense? Because I think that once you've got a plan, and this is with what's happened with you in the past, Filson, and I don't know whether there's someone around you that's also going, no, you don't want to do that really, or what do you want to do that for, that kind of thing. But you've kind of got to ignore that. Go with your heart. Go what you want to do. There's things in the past where you've kind of put on hold. What my guys are saying to me is quite strongly is you've put them on hold because other people have said no. Would that be true for you? Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, and I feel that this is your time to shine. And that's exactly what my guides have just said. It is your time to shine now. So I just feel that, you know, work out that plan. It's been a long time coming, someone's just said to me. So all I'm going to say to you from there is good luck. Keep in touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
And you know, let us know how you get on.
Okay, thank
you take care now.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, look at that, Joni. We've got 6 minutes left till the end of the show. That went fast, didn't it?
That was quick.
That
but we
was
went
very
deep
quick.
The folks that
we
helped,
yes.
I believe.
And sorry if we haven't got round to all of you. We will be back online next month. Did we? We didn't do next month's date, did we, Joni?
We didn't
remember choose
one.
No,
I think
we will get.
I think it'll probably be the week of May 17. I know that works well for me.
Yeah, that kind of works well for me too. So, we have set at one. It was the 11th of May.
Wasn't that going to be where we did a chat?
Yeah, that was. So, yeah.
I think that
so
was going to be, we were going to try out a chat where the two of
chat.
Us spent some time
yes,
talking about a topic, not doing call-in.
Yeah, and that is something that we are doing. So, yeah, our next show, but it's not going to be a call-in show, will actually be whereas myself and Joni are chatting, and then we will pick a topic that we will discuss. We may take some calls, but we won't necessarily be taking calls for readings. It will be taking calls to join us in on that topic.
Yes.
Okay. So, but then we probably will book another, we probably will book another show on the week of the 7th. Well, it would be the 18th of May, wouldn't it? So we'll have a look at that after the show and get back to everybody. Mm-hmm. And book.
And if you follow the show on Blog Talk, you'll receive notifications when the next show will come about.
Yeah, absolutely. And also we have UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond with myself and Joni. We do post. I have a Facebook page, Crystal Heart Psychics. When I say psychics like that, because a lot of people spell it physics, it's P-S-Y-C-H-I-C-S.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have a website, www.crystalheartpsychics.com, and I have a Facebook profile, Caroline Crystal Heart, obviously. So, Joni, I don't know whether you want to tell everyone your contact details as well.
Sure. People can find me at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, and I also am on YouTube under Joni Isinger, and on Facebook, I have my Joni's White Light Healing fan page. And you could also, Caroline and I have said, if you wish to friend us, message us, but let us know how you have found us, because we don't friend strangers. And you could find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
Absolutely. And thank you very
much
for joining us. It was. I can't believe this time has gone so fast. So again, apologies for anyone we haven't been in touch with, managed to speak to tonight, but we will be back next month. And please join us on the 11th of May. We shall pick a topic between us, and obviously if you want to listen in, because myself and Joni have a lot of information and knowledge, and we rather than give readings, we also thought it'd be great to pick, because I'm sure some of you have questions about your spiritual path, so we thought it'd be nice to impart some of our knowledge onto you guys. Right, thanks very much.
Here's to another fun show, my love.
Absolutely. And we'll speak to you guys soon. And again, for those that we haven't got through to, many apologies. We do try our best, but we please join us in the future. Okay.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Okay. But we will get, yes, but we will get into my head. Lay-